hello, everybody. It's just so wonderful to hear from all of you. It's here. Hey, my name is Melody, and I'm here to say hi to everybody. I'm one of the guests that occasionally will be popping in and talking to all of you wonderful Terrans, yes. And I'm speaking right now on behalf of When the Ancients Speak, right here on Spirit Airwaves. And we're about to introduce who we are, what we are, why we are, and what we're doing. And I think along the way we're going to have a few laughs and have some fun, and hopefully keep everyone focused on what is going to be a very beautiful future for the Terrans. And what do you think about that?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to get involved in this, Mousy.
Well, that's why I'm here. You're supposed to be chipping in and telling them who you are and what you're doing. And hello, everybody. We're just a very, very small part of a very, very larger group of spiritual beings. Yes, higher dimensional beings that occasionally channel through the Kellys.
Yeah.
And, we're talking to Victoria Kelly right now. I'm her sister, Melody.
Yes.
But no one tells me, but I think it's lovely anyway. Thank you for doing this. So we're just going to tell you about Spirit Airwaves. We don't apologize ahead of time for anything that these beings say. They have their own minds. They have their own forms of speech. They have their own understanding. So we don't pre-record or, you know, some people think that we have a show where we just put it all together and you say this and that person over there says that. No, it's not like that. They're actual beings, dimensional beings who are talking to you. Just like you've seen on this television shows now about ghosts being in people's homes.
Except one thing.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Stephen A. Jones for When the Ancients Speak and Spirit Airwaves. I am whom you may wish to refer to as Yon Spokesperson of this wondrous slapstick group of individuals. And we are introducing ourselves, but we've been at this for years already. We have our own little private, quiet audience, our special ones that we love so much, those beautiful veterans that have been here since the beginning. And Stephen A. Jones speaks with a cadre of spiritual beings that pop in and out of Michael, who is the channel, and Victoria, who is the seer of the group. You can find out more at whentheancientspeak.com, a secure site. Please feel free to stop by at any time. There's more information there. Join the mailing list.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Stephen. Hi, everybody. This is Charles. And Stephen and I are sort of connected in some unusual ways, which we'll explain later on for other shows. But I've been around for years. Stephen's been around for years. And you can learn more about us, not only at the website whentheancientspeak.com, which you should stop by there anyhow, but then you can join a place called the Cutting Room Floor, where you can hear a lot more MP3 recordings, just like the one that you're listening to today. And we're using Blog Talk Radio because we've had a few false starts on that. We've tried to kind of get all that going. But with everything that's been going on and the lovely COVID thing, well, here we are. Finally, we have the opportunity. And Stephen is sort of the guy who's going to do explain a lot of this stuff. And I'll let Stephen pick up the ball again from here. You'll be hearing from me again soon. Bye, everybody.
Well, Victoria, would you care to give them a bit of an introduction to whom you are, because, quite frankly, the show actually centers around Michael and Victoria.
Oh, all right. Where do you want me to start?
Maybe at the beginning.
Oh, I've been talking to beings since I was a little tiny thing. We used to have a little beings that would come into our home through the window at night, Faye. And I would talk to them, and they used to put on pantomimes and jump up and down and sing songs. And so I've been communicating with these beings since I was about 3 years old. Over the years, they've taught me a lot of things that most people probably on this planet have never had the opportunity to know about. which includes how to protect yourself from the negative entities on this planet.
And with that in mind, hi everybody, this is Vladimir from When the Ancients Speak, and I've been around for a lot of years too. Mm-hmm. I'm essentially an old school Romanian vampire.
Yeah.
I have an affinity and love for forklifts. A past life of mine that sort of melded with me when I became a new participant in the fourth and fifth dimensions. I come from originally a place called Homeland, but before that I was a dark being, and I was tormented by dark spirits. But mm-hmm. things happened, and, well, I look very much like a Nosferatu that you would see, the old school Nosferatu, because that's one of the shapes or appearances that I like to take. But it's actually turned me into a very good being, and we're here to help try to connect with all the Terrans about what exactly your world really is, what the truth is, and what is about to happen on your planet. And that you shouldn't really be afraid of us. You should actually want to know more. Because, well, originally, that's how our grand creator wanted it.
Oh, that's just lovely. I love hearing Vladimir talk in the morning. Hi, everybody. My name's Matilda. You can think of me as the typical office person from maybe the 70s, you know, with the long stockings and sort of the big dangly earrings and, oh, my goodness, the lipstick back then. Oh, it was just lovely. But anyhow, I'm also one of these spokespersons, if that's what you want to call me, whatever. I contribute to When the Ancients Speak, and we've done Spirit Airwaves before, but it's always been sort of a private club, and now we're taking it to Blog Talk Radio. That's what I've been told, anyhow. Well, it sounds like a big mess to me. I don't know what's going to happen or what we can expect to happen. But I do tell you that a lot of the things that you hear are pretty amazing, probably, because, well, a lot of you have been told not to talk to spirits because they're supposed to be really bad. But the thing is, you have a third eye, right? What's that for? And it was Great Father who gave it to you. They took all this information out of the Bible and other religious texts that they wrote up at will anyhow. And we're here to talk about these kind of things, people, because someone's got to tell you. I'm sorry, but if you're walking down the street and your fly was unzipped, wouldn't you want someone to tell you? So, my name's Matilda, and I just thought I'd tell you how much we love you all. And I'm also part of Spirit Airwaves. And, well, you know, when Steven's not flapping his gums, well, but then we tend to get along a lot better. So, that's how it goes.
Hey, everybody. This is Dennis.
Oh, yeah, Dennis.
And I'm one of the original cast members, okay? I speak up a lot. I have a bit of a temper. I'm a little grumpy. And I don't like people very much. And quite frankly, there's a lot of spirits I can't stand either. And you're going to hear about that, too, because quite frankly, we're really sick and tired of it all. And we feel really bad for you guys. And we feel worse for us because, well, as Matilda says, oh, my goodness, when are they ever going to wake up?
Yeah, but
that's another really bad impersonation. But, buddy, the original woman from Queens, baby, let me tell you. Uh-huh. But that was from quite some time ago, back when we actually had morals and stuff. And because you just keep getting reborn over and over on the same planet, everybody. Okay? You think you're only around for this thing once? Not. You're all eternal souls. And what happens is you live a life on this planet, you die, you go back up, you go, they talk to you into coming back here, you come back here again, they wipe your mind, you live another life, and it goes over and over and over and over, but we talk all about that stuff later too. And you're going to learn a lot of stuff that when you hear it, you're going to know it's true, and you're going to be, how come I didn't know that? Well, because no one told you. That's why. They don't want you to know. You're on a farm. You're a piece of flesh. You're cattle. And you're going to learn all about that if you stick around with us. But we try to have fun with it. You know, I mean, what the heck? And yeah, just put a big bull nose ring in my nose and pull me around. I get to have a great time today. Yeah, I love being cattle.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? This is how we feel as a family of different dimensional beings, that we can help you understand what's going on in the world. And the first way that you can do this is to stop paying attention to all these lying social media and mainstream media beings.
Yeah, prostitutes. Basically would sell their own mother for a story. Don't believe it. They just manufacture stuff as they go. You know it and I know it. And this is part of what we're talking about, people. We're going to get real folk just like you. And other spiritual beings that have been on your planet, have loved it, have passed on, gone to the higher dimensions, and are sitting there going, la, 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 la. Will they hurry up and clean this place up? Because I don't want to reincarnate back on that planet. Holy cow, look at that. Look, being on the third dimension has many benefits. Your world has many sensory benefits that a lot of us love. And we want to come back. But the problem is there's a whole bunch of bad spirits that want to come here too. And they don't even deserve to come back here. They're trying to bypass Father's laws and go from the lower dimensions to stay here. A lot of them do that through a lot of really very bad means. You know about many of them. And it involves human trafficking and blood drinking and other horrible things like that. You know, stuff that they tell you doesn't happen, but you know damn well does. So these are the kind of things that we talk about on Spirit Airwaves. It's a very unique show, and it's very unlike any other shows because we have one thing that a lot of these other shows don't have. Real truth, okay? And that's part of the reason why sometimes it can take years to get this information out. And we're trying to get people to realize this because once you begin to wake up, your pathway will become brighter and brighter and brighter, and you'll connect to the divine. You'll connect to Source. You'll understand why I say it that way. Because we believe it should be Father, not Source. Okay? Father's not the electrical outlet that you plug into a wall. Although there are some beings that sort of feel that that's really the only purpose that Father serves. Is as a, you know, generate energy for the multiverse. And, you know, you just use Source, you know. It's that Father also is a intelligent, loving, wonderful being that can manifest himself in a variety of different ways all throughout the multiverse. So part of Spirit Airwaves is talking about what's going on today with spirit.
Yep, that's it.
And that's what we're going to bring you each and every day, each and every week, as many shows as we do. And we've been doing it now for a while, but I think you're going to enjoy this version for Blog Talk Radio. So please, if you're interested, stop by whentheancientspeak.com. Check us out. Join the free mailing list. Okay? It'll also allow you to access the cutting room floor. And I think that you're going to find this enjoyable for you. Tell them a little bit about the cutting room floor, Victoria.
Oh, cutting room floor, what we do is we put all kinds of information up there. You may not agree with some of the information we put up there, but as we know it to be, we will only ever put truthful information that we know it to be. And we do a lot of our own research because a lot of the research that you get from other areas, it's just not, it's not right.
And so, not as truthful as it could be.
We're going to teach you about a lot of things. And then we do usually a daily MP3 that we put up there. And
sometimes we do multiple MP3s because Michael and Victoria have been channeling spirits for over 20 years. And most of the things that you've heard about channeled beings, spirits, a lot of the information originally came from us. We are like the original people that have done this, the original spirit beings that have done this. And if you look back at our predictions and the things that we've discussed over the years, I don't believe we've been wrong. Not one single time. And we've brought to light a lot of things that are now being discussed. And they're always a year or two ahead of the curve when it comes to what's going on in the news media and everything. So this is why it's good to connect with people that have a higher understanding than perhaps you do. And then, of course, we'll talk about things like soul images and imagery and how this all applies to you. And you'll get to learn about some really amazing things. We think you're going to love this show. And you're going to love some of the beings that are here. You're going to say, wow, this is an incredible show. This is the best fantasy I've ever heard. But that's the thing about it. It's all true. But that's up to you to decide whether or not you're going to believe us or not. Because I'm sure many of you probably at first really won't believe us. But once you begin to hear us and see the things that go on and how it all connects to your reality and this matrix, it's going to give you an edge on the world that you probably wouldn't have had before. and I think you're going to love it. So please join us on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to try each and every day to have a show. Even if we don't always have a Blog Talk Radio show, we certainly have an MP3 that we put up on the cutting room floor. So stop by whentheancientspeak.com and check out the link at the top that says cutting room floor. Join. It's free to join.
Yeah.
And you can get access to all of these kind of shows, the information dating back years, okay? Even before we started doing this, because there's other sources, too, that will connect you with and other information. And believe me, a lot of this stuff, it will blow your mind. Will absolutely blow your mind. Because a lot of you have never even heard some of the things we're going to be talking about. But we're certainly looking forward to you tuning in. Thank you to all of you. And our next show will start sometime probably within the next day or two. And we look forward to your input. And if you want to know more, once again, whentheancientspeak.com. Blessings to all of you, love and light.